Dearest brethren, God bless you. I'm Dora, and I will translate a live message from Italian into English. Today on Radio Plus, we are going to broadcast some experiences which we did on the street of evangelization. We were in a group of 10 brethren. We split in teams, and we went around evangelizing, witnessing. And we would like to share with you these testimonies of how to evangelize. Brother Joseph is saying that the important thing always when you go evangelizing is to make friends, to break the ice like that, to make him friends. Just like Jesus did, he was making friends. He was speaking in parables so people can understand him. He was giving stories, basically, in other words, so people can understand what he was talking about. He was not like the Jehovah's Witnesses that come to you and make you feel inferior that you don't know the name of God and so on. Go to them, inspire them, love them, tell them jokes, make friends, talk about the weather. He listened to them, make friends with them, talk about this, talk about that, talk about politics, whatever, talk about everything. Make friends like this, you win their hearts. You become friends. You maybe are at a bar and you want to evangelize the guy next to you, you're drinking a coffee, and he says, oh, I'm an atheist. You don't attack him, okay? You make friends. You make friends, and then maybe a little window opens, and then you enter into that little opening that you had with Jesus, with love. Praise the Lord. I love you, Jesus. So we're going to translate from Italian into English this witnessing, evangelizing experiences.
Hello. She speaks English.
Hi, I'm Angela. You?
Magdalena.
We are approaching a girl.
Hello.
Her name is Magdalena.
Magdalena.
We introduce each other.
Magdalena.
Lucia.
I'm Dora. Magdalena, I'm Lucia. She says she doesn't speak Italian or English. More or less, she just speaks English.
Where are you from?
I'm from Romania.
Okay.
Magdalena is asking. Yeah, she speaks English, so that's easy. I don't need to translate that.
Don't ask us, pero hablo.
Italia.
Very far away.
Lei dice, sono da di così lontano. E Dora risponde, sì, ma da noi.
She says, you come from so far away. So far away. You know, we're here in South America for so long, and I'm still not used to having Christmas in summer. I met one time a boy here in South America who went for Christmas in Italy in winter, and he went in depression because he couldn't go swimming at Christmas, so he went in depression. That's why he was so sad and upset. Also, all the movies, Christmas movies, are all with the snow and everything, and we're used to like that in Europe, but it's okay, we got used to South America also. You have a beautiful name, Magdalena tells to Lucia. Magdalena, it's a beautiful name also. It's a biblical name. A nice name. Do you believe in Jesus?
Universal God?
I believe in universal God. In universal God, she says. If you prefer to speak in Spanish, you can. I would love to speak more fluently in English, Magdalena says. But if I don't make it, I'll speak in Spanish. What are you doing here? Magdalena is asking us. Dora is answering, well, we are crazy. But we are here to tell you one thing, that somebody up there loves you a lot. Somebody up there loves you a lot. And he loves you. His name is Jesus, and he's not a religion. He is love and peace and freedom. Magdalena says, I believe in God, in love, in people. I believe in people. Dora's telling her, I see you have a nice heart and a pure heart. And she says, Magdalena's answering, yes, I'm trying to have a good heart and a pure heart. Sometimes when you look at the people around you, I'm saying, somebody around us everywhere, if you look around, they are, look like robots. People around you look like robots. The system around us is like robots, like in the movie Matrix. They are like robots in a vicious circle. They wake up, go to work, and that's it. Magdalena says, people don't have dreams anymore. I'm asking, how old are you, Magdalena? 22. I'm saying, today, before meeting you, we prayed, Lord Jesus, help us to meet somebody special. And I think that's you, Magdalena. I think you are special. Because you have a sensitive heart. You see things that other people don't see. They're blind or want to be blind. Maybe they see, but they don't want to change. Magdalena saying you should go around to see, to know the beauty of the nature around here where we are, and like that you can connect to God. I am saying it's true. For me to connect with God, it's very easy under a tree, more than in a building, the church building. Religions today, they make you follow a bunch of rules, traditions. Magdalena saying, today I went in church, I participated in church, and I was listening, and I was listening to this guy who is an old guy. And he was talking things very boring and they were not reaching my heart, was not motivating me with nothing. He was talking, but he was not motivating me in anything. And I'm saying, he didn't actually feed your heart, right? No. He never put himself in the place of the young people. I never met somebody who can speak to the hearts of the people. And we, me, Angela, are saying, we're here to speak to your heart. Jesus loves you and he wants you one day to be happy with him in heaven, to be happy here and in heaven with him. I was 15 and I had the revelation of my life. Like God is not a religion. In my mind, God equals religion. So I could not understand something else, that he is not a religion. When I saw religions being so false, I was staying away from them. Magdalena is asking, what do you believe in now?
I believe only.
Dora risponde, credo solo in Dio e in Gesù che è venuto qui sulla terra per
motivare. I'm answering, I believe only in God and in Jesus who came here to show us how God is like and to give us eternal life. I look at Jesus often as a peak hole to understand God. God is too big to understand him. God is too big to understand him, but through Jesus you can understand him. Through Jesus you can understand God. Jesus came here, he loved people. He was a friend of the prostitutes, of the sinners. Magdalena says, I think Jesus was a revolutionary. He revolutionized the world. I was telling her, when I understood that Jesus is not a religion and he loves me, my life changed. And now I'm traveling around the world telling people God is not a religion. Receive Jesus in your heart and come with me to heaven one day. Come with me to heaven one day. Magdalena says, I believe, I understand. I'm saying to her, you know what God is doing right now? He's knocking on the door of your heart and he's telling you, I love you. Open your heart to me. Open your heart to me and I will give you my love, my peace. And one day, when you will leave your body behind, the true Magdalena, your heart, your soul will go to heaven. To heaven. You want to come with us to heaven? Not now. In 100 years.
You know what? If you want
If you want to do together with me a simple prayer, you can follow me in the prayer and repeat with me. It's not a prayer that will be a boring prayer, repetitive. No. And if you're sincere, if you open your heart, Jesus will go in your heart and He will give you His love, His Holy Spirit, and eternal life if you open your heart to Him. Do you want to pray with us? Yes, says Magdalena.
I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for sweet Magdalena. Beautiful. Thank you, Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Caro Gesù.
I open my heart.
Apro il mio cuore.
And ask you to come in.
And ask you to come in.
E ti prego di entrare.
Show me the truth.
Show me the truth.
Mostrami la verità.
Give me your love.
Give me your love.
Dammi il tuo amore.
Your peace.
Your peace.
La tua pace.
Your Holy Spirit.
Tuo Spirito Santo.
And your eternal life.
Eternal life.
Vita eterna. Voglio conoscerti.
I really want to understand you.
Voglio davvero capirti.
And to live a wonderful life for you.
E voglio vivere una vita meravigliosa per te. Entra, Gesù.
Fill me with your love and your Holy Spirit.
Riempimi col tuo amore e lo Spirito Santo.
With your love.
With your love.
And your Holy Spirit.
And your Holy Spirit.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Nel nome di Gesù.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, I love you so much. You are a wonderful, wonderful girl.
Ti amo tanto, tanto. Dice veramente si abbracciano.
This is amazing. This is amazing, really.
Dice quanto è meraviglioso.
Magdalena is saying, this is amazing, really. This is amazing.
Cosa hai sentito durante la preghiera?
Just peace.
Magdalena dice, ho sentito pace.
Did you feel anything during the prayer? And Magdalena says, peace. Peace and a bunch of emotions. I felt love and emotions and peace. And I'm telling her that this is Jesus that came into your heart. The churches will tell you that if you make a mistake, Jesus will forsake you. But it's not true. Jesus never forsakes you. He will always be with you and protect you and keep you in his hands. And one day when this body will die, Jesus will take your spirit and will bring it to heaven. Magdalena says it's very amazing that we met together. It's real. It's real. We actually met, Magdalena is saying.
Yeah, would be nice.
We do theater.
Allora, stiamo parlando di rimanere in contatto.
We are talking now to keep in touch, to exchange phone numbers. We're telling her we're doing theaters in squares, in churches, everywhere. And we would like to invite you. We would like to invite you to come to see this theater we're doing for Jesus.
Can I invite you to come and see?
Posso invitarti a vederlo?
And I'm inviting her to see it.
Certo, voglio venire.
Magdalena says, yes, I want to come. And we're exchanging phone numbers. We are exchanging phone numbers right now.
Hanno scambiato numeri.
I love you so much. Okay.
We are hugging each other and we tell her I love you. If you need a friend, phone me. If you want to write something, you need something, write to us, phone us. We are your friends. Write to us, okay?
Sweet, I really, really like you. You're very precious.
Yes.
Yes. And if you want to do something for Jesus and for people, come and join us.
Okay.
We need missionaries, huh?
See you in the theater.
Okay. Bye,
Madalena.
Bye. Denise.
Denise, we met with Denise and Gabriel. We met in this park with a beautiful waterfall. Beautiful waterfall. Denise, you told me that you have another testimony to tell me about how it went today, evangelizing. I was with Gabriel and we saw a lady sitting on a bench. She was about 40, 45 years old. And immediately I felt that she was sad. I thought she was sad. One time Dora made me see a little video about how to look at people with Jesus' eyes, have the glasses of Jesus. There's this video about this boy who was putting Jesus' glasses and he was seeing the needs of others. And I felt the same. I put Jesus' glasses on and I saw this lady that she needed love and a hug. And I felt she needs a positive message from the Lord. So I started talking to her, me and Gabriel. We told her how important it is to have Jesus in your heart and in your life. And she afterwards told us that she believes in Jesus, but she suffers of depression. She suffers of depression, and that the daughter was taken away from her. For 8 months, she cannot see anymore her daughter because of the depression she's in. She said she suffered a lot in her life, and she was very sad. Her greatest desire is to see again her daughter and to get healed of the depression. We told her that Jesus can do everything in her life because He is the Savior, the Healer, and He does impossible things. And she was very touched by what we told her. And she was so happy that we were there to give her this message. And we prayed for her and with her. We prayed with her for the Lord to touch her alive and to heal her of depression, diabetes, and so on. She started crying immediately after the prayer. She started crying, and we hugged her, and we stayed with her a little longer after the prayer, and we told her that it's not impossible to see your daughter again. Just have the faith that God can do it. Believe in Him that He can help you re-see your daughter. At the end, she told me something beautiful. She told me, I see in your eyes, and I see that your eyes truly have Jesus in them. And I also want to have eyes like yours, to see the happiness in my eyes, the way I see it in yours. And I told her, also your eyes can shine with God's love. Just believe. It was wonderful how just a little seed that we gave blossomed in this lady's life. Wonderful. Beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. Angela is saying, I believe many times it's not just the words we say, but the love we give. If she looked in our eyes, and if she sees that what you say it with conviction and with love and with conviction that your life truly changed, that's already a help for the people you talk with. Then it's a saying. Sometimes somebody can think, oh, why don't I go to another person to witness? Oh, look, she's there, looks a little bit run down. Maybe she will be a hard case. Let me go to somebody easier to evangelize. You have all these thoughts in your head. But you don't need to do that. Just be in touch with Jesus, and Jesus will guide you to who needs the message in that day. And Jesus will use us. Praise the Lord. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's like really giving the life of Jesus to people, the water of life, and they transform themselves in front of your eyes. Praise the Lord. It's wonderful. Hi, Lorenzo and Andrew. How did it go?
Bene.
Okay. Okay or very okay? Okay only. Good. And what about the details? The first couple we talked with, they were not very interested. We tried to help them think about the Lord, but they were not very interested. Maybe they were just too young. The second couple, though, we prayed with them. They were sweet. They were much more open. One was believing in a mystical being. The other one was Catholic in this couple. She was not really practicing anything. She was just praying once in a while, and that's it. We talked a little bit that God is a friend.
vuole essere un amico
and that
noi
he wants to be a friend to us and that talking is not just a monologue but it's a dialogue. Prayer is a dialogue, we told them. And the boy who believed in a mystic being, he said, yes, I want to pray and I want to know more about God. And he prayed with you? Yes, he did. He prayed with us. And then being a couple, we talked to them also how in a couple, if you base your life on Jesus, that will strengthen your relationship as a couple. I told them this, Lorenzo says. They were very, very interested. And when we asked them, do you want to pray? They said yes. So we prayed with them. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. And then there was the last guy we talked with. He was 28 years old. He was a doctor. He was saying that he believes in God because when he was studying the body, he said everything was so perfect and there must be a creator. And I thought, wow, what a sheep. What a sheep we met. But afterwards, this bunch of stuff came out. I don't know if I should laugh or cry. He was telling me that always go to God. Christoph, Buddha, Mohammed, all the ways go to God. All the oriental religions, everything goes to God. Always go to God, and there is no hell. There is no hell. God is perfect, and he doesn't judge. Even Hitler, he said. He said, Hitler went to heaven, he said. He was sick in his head, so when he died, he left sin on earth, and then in heaven went his spirit, which was clean, this guy said. Very interesting, the theory. So we told him, how can, if God is love, he is also just, okay? Love means also justice. If somebody kills a bunch of people and then he goes to heaven, how? Where is there the justice? If you refuse God, if you refuse God, you refuse salvation. If you refuse salvation, how can you be saved? He was always changing subject. A bunch of philosophies. He was not believing in the Bible, really. We were bringing him to the Bible, but then he was changing subject. And at the end? At the end, he had to go. Andrew told him, you know what, don't believe even what we're saying. Why don't you do something, pray, and ask God in your heart to show you the truth. Search for him with all your heart, and he will show you. Ask him, if you are the only way, God, Jesus, show me in my heart. We told him to do that, to search for God with his heart. Give it a try. Give it a try, that between Buddha and everybody else, Jesus is the only true. And then he left. So we pray that he will meditate on this, on the seeds you sowed in him, and that the Holy Spirit will work in his heart and break the ice in his heart. You put a seed in his heart, at least, and that's important.
We're approaching a girl sitting on a bench, and she's full of tattoos and piercings, this girl. This girl is with his mom, with her mom there. With her mom there, sitting on the bench. The girl with the piercings and tattoos, her name is Barbara. She's on the bench with her mom, sitting. And we are telling her that we like it here. We like it here in South America. People are sweet and nice. I want to tell you that we feel ourselves very peaceful here in South America. People are nice. We work a lot with people. We are a group that we go around evangelizing, helping people. We don't belong to anybody, no religion, no organizations. We are here just for Jesus and to help others know him. because we took a decision not to live anymore for ourselves in our group. We decided that. We got tired of selfishness, of all the selfishness around, and we got tired of it. We got tired of all the selfishness, because today in the world people live just to survive. It's a continual fight, this life. Sometimes you receive a strong blow from life. So when I was 18, I said, I don't want to live for myself anymore. I want to live for God, for people. I don't want to live selfishly anymore. And Barbara's telling us, I'm 30 years old and I have a daughter. Her name is Peace. Pass. I'm 30 years old, but I don't have a husband, just a daughter. You look young. You look younger than 30, we're telling her. We're continuing the evangelization. As I was telling you, I had an experience one day, and I wanted to do something for the Lord. I had an experience, and I wanted to do something for Jesus. Barbara saying, very few people do this. Very few people do this. To forsake all and just go around and love people and help people. And I'm saying that, a life change is worth than $10 million. If you can motivate someone in the heart, that's what matters. I'm saying also that another thing we do is that we tell people that God is not a religion. God is not a religion. Today, people, they see the bad example of the religions and they decide to go away from God. They decide to go away from God. I had an experience when I was 15. I had an experience with God. And God showed me that He's not a religion. And that He loves me. And He filled the emptiness in my heart which I was feeling. A peace which remained forever after that. And then when I was 18, I had a choice. Shall I follow career? Or shall I go around the world and help others know Jesus? I didn't have one doubt what I should do. I knew I had to follow Jesus and help others and tell people that God is not a religion. That's what I decided to give my life for. We just finished talking with a girl who said she went to church but she didn't receive any comfort or any guidance. This girl was searching for God, but she went to church and she came out empty. She didn't find what she was looking for in the building, in the church. Barbara is saying, I don't know if I believe in God or not. I am kind of neutral. I don't know what to do. I think there is something more than us humans, but I don't know who it is. I don't go to church, and I don't care about religions, Barbara is saying. And we are telling her, I think you had some experiences in your lives that left you disappointed. Isn't it like that, Barbara? And Barbara answers, yes, I am. I'm very disappointed and hurt. Yes, I can see. I can see you've had things in your life that hurt you. And Barbara started to cry. And we are hugging her. Barbara's crying and we are hugging her. Barbara's saying, maybe it's better like this. Maybe it's better like this, that I suffered so I could learn something and that door is closed in my life. And we are telling her, well, maybe it's better like this. If God closed that door, maybe He has something better for you. 1 Corinthians 2:9, we are showing her. 1 Corinthians 2:9, eye has not seen, nor ear has heard the wonderful things which God has prepared for them that love Him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. The daughter, Paz, came and hugged the mommy, hugged Barbara. And we are bringing a CD. We are giving a CD to Barbara. We are giving a CD with a Christian movie to Barbara as a gift. Barbara, I would like to give you this as a gift. And it's a nice message. It's called The Encounter, the movie The Encounter. And Barbara says, thank you for this gift. And we are asking her, Barbara, can we pray for you? Can we pray for you? Can we pray for you? Do you want to try to open your heart to the love of Jesus? To the love of Jesus? And Barbara says, yes, I want to try. I want you to pray for me. I want to try. And then we are praying, dear Jesus, I open my heart to you. I want to know you. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me your peace, your love. Fill me, Jesus, with your Holy Spirit. Fill me, Jesus, with your Holy Spirit. Give me your love. Give me your strength. Help me, Jesus, to know you. Help me to fight together with you and go forward with you. In Jesus' name. Amen. And everybody's hugging now. Bas, Barbara and Dora are hugging. Everybody's hugging. And Pa says, no, the hug is just for me. And we are telling her, don't worry. Don't worry, Barbara, mommy, the mommy is yours. We're asking, do you have a Bible home? And she says, yes, I have a New Testament. And we are telling her, when you can, make some time every day reading the Bible. Go to bed reading the Bible. It doesn't matter where you pray, in a church or under a tree or in your room. Pray, pray to Jesus. It's important. You develop a relationship with Him. We leave your email. You can write to us. Write to us if you need anything. If you need a prayer or anything, write to us, okay? And now we are turning to the mother of Barbara, to the grandmother of Paz. And we are trying to evangelize her. And we tell her, Jesus loves you. You have a special daughter, Barbara. And the mother starts crying. The mother starts crying. And we are telling her, don't get discouraged. You have Jesus next to you. He loves you. He'll help you overcome. Don't give up. Jesus will help you overcome. And we are asking the mother, Maddalena is her name. Can we pray also with you? And Maddalena says, yes. I want to ask for Jesus to come into your heart and that He can give you His peace and love. Would you like? And Magdalena says yes. So we're praying, Jesus, I open my heart to you and ask you to please come in. Jesus, enter into my heart and give me your Holy Spirit of peace, of love, of strength. Help me, Jesus, to live for you. Help me to fight and to win together with you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Maddalena says, I felt a heat during the prayer. I felt a heat during the prayer. And she's smiling. She has a big smile on her face. And now we are saying to Barbara, Maddalena, and to Paz, all of the three of them together, that they are special. God loves them and they are never alone. Jesus is with them. And we are telling them, read the Bible when you eat together. Read the Bible as a family, pray together, read a chapter of the Bible together, because this will help your family stay united and have peace, and will help you grow in faith and in love. Will help you have faith also, because faith comes through the Word. The Word of God is a food for our souls. Barbara says, yes, we live together and we will do it. God bless you. You are a beautiful family. Oh, don't forget, Jesus loves you. He's with you. And read His Word together.
Magdalena.
And they are hugging us, and we are saying goodbye to each other.
Ciao, Barbara.
Ciao, che stai bene. Muchas gracias.
Ciao. Ciao.